Well, we have our brass quintet, a quintet of our principal brass players that will be doing a varied program. Starts off, the first half is full of traditional works, including a short homage to Leonard Bernstein, who we are celebrating his 100th birthday this year. So some music from West Side Story will end the first half. The second half will be more holiday themed. It will include some selections from the Nutcracker and some other great holiday favorites. And that starts at 7:30 at the Central Middle School in downtown Dover.
Now, all the money or part of the proceeds will be going to benefit reopening Dover Schwartz Center, correct?
That is correct. Actually, all of the proceeds, all of the ticket sales, we're also offering a patron package for people if they want to come to a pre-concert reception. All the monies raised will go to the group that's working to reopen the Schwartz Center, which unfortunately closed back in June.
Yeah, it did. And I know they've been working extremely hard to get the Schwartz Center reopened. It's a great venue. Why did you guys decide to do this to help the Schwartz Center out?
Well, to be honest, actually, we were working with the Schwartz Center last year, and they had hired the brass quintet to do this concert. And then, of course, we learned in June about their change of plans, let's say. But we still had the quartet. The quintet was hired. We reached out to actually a good friend of the symphonies and a good friend of the Schwartz Center, Rosemary Twilley, who agreed to underwrite the symphony's expenses so that all of the proceeds from this concert could go to the group that's reopening the Schwartz Center. So every dollar of ticket money and all of the patrons' money will go directly back to the Schwartz. We're hoping that the community of Dover will come together and rally around this. And it really is, as you said, a cultural gem in Dover. And it's such a shame that it's not available for people. We hope that they will see this as a great opportunity to keep the ball rolling on reopening the Schwartz.
All right, so the DSO, again, is presenting Festive Brass. It's a holiday concert to benefit the reopening of Dover Schwartz Center for the Performing Arts. The concert is happening on Thursday night, and as you just said, we want everybody to come out. Give me a little bit more background about Festive Brass.
Sure. Well, okay, so it's our principal trumpet player, Brian Cusick, and our second trumpet player, Tom Scahill. Principal horn is Karen Schubert, trombonist is Rick Lynn, and Principal Tuba is Brian Brown. They put together the program, and they're the people that, you know, you see all the time when the symphony is playing wherever, Dover, Lewis, Wilmington. And, you know, we thought that it would be good to have a mix of repertoire, some more traditional stuff from the classical canon, and then some stuff to get everybody in the holiday spirit.
All right, I'm excited. Where can we get tickets for this event?
Sure. Okay, all of this has been put together so last minute that we're selling tickets through the DSO office, and you can call that office at 302-656-7442, or you can get the tickets online if you go to the Delaware Symphony's website. It's simply delawaresymphony.org, spelled out, and go to the upcoming events page, and you'll get to the page about the Dover concert. You can order the tickets online. There are no additional handling charges. Tickets are $25 for adults, $10 for students, and $20 for seniors 65 and over, and for military personnel and their family. And then there is that patron package with the pre-concert reception that's for $100. And again, all this money will go back to Dover and to the people that are trying to reopen the Schwartz Center.